You're listening to SBS News.
Facebook has been facing heavy criticism for the past week after the Wall Street Journal reported internal documents showing that the social media company was aware that Instagram harmed the mental health of young users. The issue's been highlighted during a US Senate hearing. Senator Richard Blumenthal accuses Facebook of exploiting young users for its own profits with its plans for a youth version of the photo-sharing app Instagram.
This research is a bombshell. It is powerful, gripping, riveting evidence that Facebook knows of the harmful effects of its site on children and that it has concealed those facts and findings.
Senator Blumenthal added that while Facebook publicly denies that Instagram is deeply harmful for teens, privately, Facebook researchers and experts have been ringing the alarm for years.
Facebook researchers have concluded that teens, quote, have an addict's narrative about their use. Another survey, also not disclosed publicly, found that, quote, over one-third of teens felt they have, quote, only a little control or no control at all over how Instagram makes them feel.
Another senator, Ed Markey, accused Facebook of allowing children to measure how popular they were or weren't by using like buttons on the app.
Will you stop launching? Will you promise not to launch a site that includes features such as like buttons and follower counts that allow children to quantify popularity? That's a yes or a no.
Facing the questions was Facebook's global head of safety, Antigone Davis. She insisted that the social media app had positive impacts as well.
As someone who was a teenage girl herself, and as someone who's taught middle school and teenage girls, I've seen firsthand the troubling intersection between the pressure to be perfect, between body image and finding your identity at that age. And I think what's been lost in this report is that, in fact, with this research, we found that more teen girls actually find Instagram helpful. Teen girls who are suffering from these issues find Instagram helpful than not. Now, that doesn't mean that the ones that aren't important to us. In fact, that's why we do this research.
Senator Markey was unconvinced.
Well, let me just say this. We're talking about 12-year-olds. We're talking about 9-year-olds. If you need to do more research on this, you should fire all the people who you've paid to do your research up until now, because this is pretty obvious, and it's pretty obvious to every mother and father in our country, because all recent scientific studies by child development experts found that not getting enough likes on social media significantly reduces adolescents' feelings of self-worth.
Ms. Davis says they employ experts to guide them in the development of the app, including the use of like buttons.
Those are the kinds of features that we will be talking about with our experts, trying to understand, in fact, what is most age appropriate and what isn't age appropriate. And we will discuss those features with them, of course.
When questioned about whether Facebook's internal research findings would be made public, Ms. Davis said that would be a decision involving many people within the company who would need to look at privacy obligations. However, she said they were looking to be more transparent, a promise that didn't impress Senator Blumenthal.
The word transparency is easy to use. It's hard to do. And so far, there is nothing that you have said to indicate that disclosure of these findings, conclusions, recommendations, facts known to Facebook about the harmful effects of its products will be made available.
Facebook has criticized the original Wall Street Journal story as cherry-picking from its research, though it didn't dispute the authenticity of the documents. The Senate committee plans to take testimony next week from a Facebook whistleblower, possibly the person who leaked the Instagram research documents in the first place. Alan Lee, SBS News.